Sin and salvation, death and life, there's two sides to the coin. We're good at kind of lifting up one side. In this place especially, you know, on any Sunday, we share the good news of salvation and how we've been saved. You know, when it comes to death, we're kind of, it's sort of a social norm to sweep it under the rug, to not talk about it so much. We come up with euphemisms for that word. You know, if somebody has died, we say that they've passed on or gone home, that sort of thing. We don't really look death straight in the face that often. You know, I have a 3-year-old at home, and I try in all ways that I can to keep this scary, sort of dark part of the world from his perception. You know, don't leave the news on and make sure that he's, you know, getting exposed to the right things, nothing scary and nothing that's too dark. But he has a good friend, his grandmother, who has been on hospice for the past several months and suffers from COPD, and we know that her days are numbered. So I prepare myself for the conversation that I will have with him when that day comes. You know, we don't really have the words for that. You know, how do we prepare ourselves? You know, we like to gather around the warm fire and talk about the ways that God lifts us up and fills us with his Spirit and makes us whole and heals us and gives us salvation. But tonight, that is not the word. We are here to look death in the face and to ponder our own mortality and how to answer that question for ourselves when we are facing the grave, and how Jesus did just the same thing, like all humans will. So I just ask that you keep those thoughts on your heart tonight as we look death in the face.